The report issued by State District Judge David Berkelman said Keller was not guilty of misconduct on September 25, 2007, when she told Court of Criminal Appeals General Counsel Ed Marty that the court's clerk's office would not stay open after 5, even though a death penalty appeal was coming in late. Today, Keller's attorney, Charles Babcock, spent much of his time before the State Judicial Qualifications Commission pointing out false claims by Richard's lawyers. Babcock said the first day after the execution, defense attorney David Dow was quoted as saying the group just ran out of time for an appeal. But then day two,
they concoct, and I use that word deliberately, a story that they had computer crashes, multiple computer crashes, that attorneys called the court. They were only going to be 20 minutes late. The attorneys pleaded with Judge Keller 4 times to keep the court open, but she refused to do it.
Babcock says all this was an effort by groups that opposed the death penalty to discredit Justice Keller. He also said staff attorney Marty provided conflicting stories about that night. Attorney Mike McKetta represents the state officials who filed judicial misconduct charges against Keller. He said Marty's testimony shouldn't have a bearing on this hearing.
I think there is much room for criticism of Mr. Marty. I think Mr. Marty has had many versions of what happened. I think when I've done no-nos, I've probably come up with many versions of what has happened. Mr. Marty was not the subject of these proceedings.
McKetta says Keller should be accountable for her careless handling of the situation. The State Judicial Qualifications Commission could dismiss the charges, censure Keller, or even remove her from the bench. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.